You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. This is your show. This is the Wisdom Orb. This is just an amazing gathering place, really, where we can all gather collectively and share in the amazing energy and share in the wisdom that's coming through. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you again for joining us. It's a wonderful, wonderful time. We are here together in the energy of the community and the collective consciousness. We're here with the ancients. So right now we call in the ancient ones. We call in the divine beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us, to connect to us and really use me and use our guest speaker today to just disseminate and share all the wisdom that is really wanting to come through, especially at this time. You've all been hearing about the new energies. I'm sure no one's really a stranger to that, but there's really amazing supportive energies that are coming through. And it's a wonderful time to be on your path and really evolving our souls. And the theme for this series is expressions of truth and expansion. So may we all be open to receiving any messages that the divine has for us so we can truly become a vessel of love, life, and service and really expand and be open to that truth. So we are going to have a fun, fun show. Let me introduce our next guest to you. Beth Hern-Dobler is a former prosecutor and trial attorney turned energy healer, intuitive spiritual counselor, psychic and medium, and is a certified intuitive strategist and divine channel who communicates with your higher self, spirit guides, angels, and ancestors for messages, information, and guidance. She combines this guidance with a breakthrough technique that identifies and clears blocks, stuck points, and patterns quickly so you can open to a life lived on purpose, in abundance, with ease and grace. So beautiful. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients, Beth.
Thank you, Ian. It is so delightful to be here, and listening to that description of me makes me laugh because how you go from that to this and to this moment right here with all of you beautiful, beautiful souls is just beyond the beyond. I mean, it's been quite the journey, and I am so excited to be here. I really am. This is such an amazing platform, and you have such a wonderful community.
Yeah, right. Yeah, awesome. Thank you for that. But yes, we do have an awesome community, and we have fun, and you know, we just enjoy each other and recognize the God self in every one of us and recognize our contributions, certainly when we come together as a community, you know, to amplify the energy. But it also signifies that there is a certain level of commitment. There's a level of commitment to listening, to feeling in, and to growing, you know, taking the information that's coming through. And speaking of which, everyone, today Beth is going to be speaking about activate your manifesting motherboard, reset your neural pathways to flow in the matrix of abundance. So we can expect to hear our frequencies being tuned up in a brand new guided, energetically infused activation that takes place in the quantum field. We'll learn how to tap into and receive needed support to move into what is more possible for all of us, really, with ease and grace. So beautiful, beautiful, and much, much more. And then towards the end of the show, Beth is going to take us through a process, a sacred 8 energy flush. And then a little bit later on, Beth, well, tell us about that process so we can get to let people know what to expect. What is that sacred 8 energy flush that you'll be taking us through at the end of the call?
So in preparation for this show, I asked how I might serve this community and everyone out there. And Divine Mother, Archangel Gabrielle, Michael, and Metatron came in and did it on me, which is that they take several braids, I guess you'd say, sacred 8, the infinity symbol, and blend them together, drop them inside of you, spin them around, clear you out, up-level your frequency with all that, with new energy in all that cleared-out space. And it's just a really quick, easy, delicious, fun way to reboot in, you know, just a few minutes. I did it. I did it this morning. I did it again this afternoon. And it's something that you can do over and over and over, being flexible too, because that's the thing that I've had to learn working with all these divine beings, is that I have to trust when they're telling me or showing me to do it this way or that way, even if that's not how it first started, which is still sometimes, but more so in the past, very challenging to me given my background, which was all, you know, the right, the wrong, the how-to of it all. And the flow of this is way more important, trusting that what's happening, even as we do the process with all the work that I do, I'm frequently prompted by the divine to remind people, if you're receiving it in a different way, go that way. Because the divine is going to give you, we create a field of the work and the process, and then if there's another way that is going to reach you more fully, then that's the way to go. So that's a key component of the Sacred Eight Energy Flush, is opening trust.
Beautiful, and thank you for that reminder. Sometimes we can be a little rigid in some of the things that we do when we think it must be just so, but beautiful. And then everyone, star two to raise your hand if you'd like to ask the magnificent Beth a question on the phone. So star two to raise your hand. Soak it up. Don't laugh.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, all of us in our infinite magnificence. Yeah, we truly are. Okay, star two. And you can ask Beth, what area most needs flushing so that I can open to receive and manifest abundance in all areas with ease and grace? And
Ian, can I just interject here?
Please.
Trust is the whole point, because when I meditated in preparation for the show, and then I get up and I start moving around and I'm like, oh, let me look up that question that I was told that people should ask. And I had the sensation, like, you don't need to look the question up because Ian is going to announce it. And anyways, you don't even need the question because all you need to do is be the conduit. But no, I couldn't trust. But I didn't want to go turn the computer on. So I went to my phone and I looked up the email where I sent you the question, and everything else loaded, but not that. And I'm standing there watching the circle. And then I get the sensation and I start laughing. I'm like, okay, turn the phone off and trust. So it's for all of us to always be reminded that if we are open to receive and willing to trust, we will be provided for by the divine.
Mm-hmm. True words, beautifully put. So during this question and answer session today, everyone, Beth is going to connect with your higher self, your guides, and your celestial team to deliver the message to you where you most need to flush out the old and open to what to receive what is more possible for you. So we're going to live in the possibility of the quantum today. Fantastic. All right. So Beth, let me start, because I've given a short introduction and there are certainly people on the call who have worked with you, but there might be a segment of the community who haven't had the chance to work with you or even hear your work. So just if I may say so fairly briefly, I know you were a formal trial attorney, and, you know, if this could be kind of your closing argument, so to speak, and nice and succinct for all of us, you know, tell us a little bit about how a former trial attorney came to be someone who communicates with angels and is a medium and a psychic and is following this path of really trust and ease and flow.
Well, it started because I didn't trust, and I was always this person. I always had these gifts. I always accepted them, but in this to-the-side kind of way, like, okay, whatever, over there. I hear you. I know that's happening. I was most conscious of communication from my ancestors and my team and the divine in times of stress and trouble. And I had many, many, many aha moments of, I can't believe that you just saved me from that. Or, yes, you told me to do that. I did it, and that's exactly how it worked out. That's exactly right. It all started, though, the turning away, the not trusting, and yet it was exactly, I was meant to be a lawyer. Every kind of reading or astrologically human design, I was meant to be a lawyer. It's just that what I really wanted to be was an actress. And somehow at the age of 9 or 10, I knew, I don't know why, again, the divine inspiration was there because I didn't know anyone who was an actor. I thought, I'll have to have a day job, and I can't do that, so I don't know what to do. And then I was sick and saw a show on TV called Judge for the Defense, and this very cowboyish actor came in and argued to a jury, and I was up really late because I was sick. That's why I had never seen this show before. And I jumped up and I thought, that's what I'll do. I'll be a lawyer because they don't get to clap, but they can't leave, and there's only 12 of them, but they can't leave. And then from that day forward, I said, that's it. I'm going to be a trial lawyer. And then in my first year of law school, a friend of mine that I met in law school, I made a comment about, I'm not wearing those stupid bow ties. This was in the early 80s when women were wearing kind of thick bolero ties. And she looked at me and said, exactly what do you think you're going to wear? Because I said, well, not that, and I'm not wearing those suits. What are you going to wear? And all of a sudden, it all just washed over me as I looked around the classroom that was beginning to fill for the lecture, and I thought, I don't like these people much. We don't have much in common. These are the people that I'm going to be my, that are going to be my colleagues. And that was the first time I realized that most of my work day was going to be in an office. And so if I could say one thing, which I do to young people especially, or to people who are looking for how to move from where they are to where they want to be and they don't even know what that is think about how you're going to spend your time. Who are you going to spend your time with? Where is your day going to be spent? Because when I realized I was going to be in an office most of the time, I was crushed. That was not part of my plan. And so it was at that point, though, that, again, I did not trust because I was afraid, and I thought, well, I have law school loans already from this first year, and I have a kid, and I can't do anything else. I'm not going to be a teacher because I had a degree in history, which I was passionate about, and I was definitely not going to be a teacher, which is what I do now. And so I plunged forward because I was afraid to take that time and peel back the layers and make that inquiry into, well, what is it you want to be and do, and who do you want to be around? And so that's how I got from there to here, is peeling back those layers like an onion. I kept doing it and doing it and doing it, being a lawyer, tried this, try that, you know, all different practices. I did serve. I was good. I made money, and I was miserable. And then towards the very end of my career, I woke up on the couch where I had fallen asleep after drinking too much, and I had cried myself to sleep on that couch, and I heard a voice very clear, like, I'm talking to you now. You're not going to survive if you stay here. And it was the same sensation as when I saw that show when I was 9 or 10, and I sat up and said, that's it. I'm done. I had always wanted to live in California, and I said, I'm leaving. And from there, it was rather an arduous task of tests, because every plan I made fell through. Every financial thing I set up was, you know, the market crashed, and my condo was a short sale. But you see, then, so I didn't have the money that I was going to stake myself coming out to California with, but that caused me to have to trust even more. And in turn, I saw one of my very first signs after I got out to California, when I kept checking my credit report, that short sale never got reported on my credit report, so my credit was never even affected. And I didn't need that anyway, but it was something that was, you know, my ego was very proud of my credit rating. It was very excellent. And so that was the first actual communication and connection that I had with the divine, where I said, I'll do what you say. You have to make this work. They said, okay, and there was my sign.
Mm.
So I could go on, but I'm sure you don't want me to just go and go and go in a monologue, but I can if you want me to continue talking.
Thank you for that background. Thank you for that background. No, that's good to know. It's good to know a little bit about your path. What I wanted to find out about now, Beth, is your connection with the other realms and dimensions, you know, the angelic realms. Do you have connections with angelic realms on a regular basis? Do you do it proxy on behalf of other people? So how's your relationship formed with the angelic realms?
So it comes in many different ways, and again, not to keep belaboring the point, but trust has been a huge part, because as I've gone deeper and gotten more experienced and worked with more and more people and just opened myself to my own experience of being a divine being of light and love and service on the planet Earth in a human 3D body, the deeper that I go, the more things shift and change. So in the very beginning, I saw things very completely visually. A word was how they started communicating with me. And then I would see cartoon images. And now it's more a direct, I was going to say download, which I do get those, but it's more, I don't even know any difference. There's no thought. The divine just literally moves through me and it comes out my mouth. And if someone says, what did you just say? I'll have to stop and go, you know, just take a brief pause and go back and say, give it to me again. So it's just a direct translation, I guess you would say. And that in turn has opened me to the elementals, trees especially. I have a very strong relationship with trees and birds, especially hummingbirds and doves. We have California doves, that those two, well, and also crows. Those three birds are constant messengers to me. Children, always. Kids will approach me and say something, and I'll have this little conversation before they move on their way. And then I stop and say, oh, okay, that was a message. Thank you. And then when I'm working with people, it can be any of that. And it also can be that I will see things internally. For example, when we were just beginning, and as you were introducing the show and you talked about the ancients and the wisdom, I had my eyes closed and I saw, it looks kind of like, you know, E.T. or one of those alien kind of movies where I don't see the spaceship, but when the spaceship door opens and the light comes out and makes a V, that's a lot now what I see, that it's this path of light connecting me through my heart, through my third eye, through my crown, really through my very being, but it most often connects through the third eye and the heart, where I see this path of light, and then something will come, a being will reveal themselves, and the conversation, whether in words, sensation, feeling, will ensue. I had a very recent experience where a friend who had lost her father, my father passed away not too long ago, and this friend of mine lost her father, and she said, can you check on him? And ask your dad if he can look out for him. So I was doing this over a course of some days, and he kept saying Jay. Now, I never knew my friend's father's name, and it turns out his name is Jimmy. Now, I didn't mention it to her either because I thought, well, I don't know what dad's saying. I don't know if that's right. Again, with the theme of trust. Because when I did finally tell her, you know, my father said Jay is doing a lot better. And then she said, oh, my dad's name is Jimmy. So it can be like that. And other ways, too. I hear things sometimes, tones, sounds. Basically, I make it a daily practice. Part of my daily practice is to say I am open and receptive to receiving all of my intuitive gifts with ease and grace now. And in doing that, since I've opened up to that part, that mantra, that intention statement, a lot more has come in. If you ask, you will receive. And if you trust, then you will know.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you. You know, one of the things that we're going to be talking about today, well, actually the main thing that we're going to be talking about today is abundance and resetting neural pathways, really to bring in that flow and the matrix of abundance. That's the talk topic for the day. So I wanted to ask you around, can you explain to us or share with us what you mean about activating your manifesting motherboard? What does that mean?
Okay, so first, the backstory to this is hilarious because in high school, Chicago Public High School to have a computer lab, and it was huge. This was in the 70s. It was the size of my living room, this mainframe, and it had data key punch cards and all of this. And I was very, very result-oriented then, and I knew I needed to get a certain GPA to get into the right college, to get into the right law. I was always living into the future, and perfection and performance were very important. And I didn't care if I learned about computer programming or physics. Those two were connected. I took advanced placement physics, which if you do well enough can give you college credit. And the teachers were amazing, but I didn't get any of it at all, none of it. I did. They really wanted to inspire you to learn, so there was lots of extra credit. And I also cheated where I needed to. I mean, I'm not proud of it. I do the Ho'oponopono forgiveness prayer still to this day at the age of 61 around that. But so that's why it's kind of it's interesting and also very ironic and funny that the divine chose me to give me first the Fibonacci activations and sequence and spiral that I do, which is all based on numbers and math. Was not good at that, unless it was a third. I was always real quick on figuring out when I was a waitress, 20% of my tip would be, I could give it to you just like that. And when I was a personal injury attorney, I could tell you what a third of any number was in a heartbeat. But past that, I was no good at math, nor science, nor computers. And then they first gave me all the numbers for the Fibonacci, which was like, are you serious? Are you kidding me? This is not, what are you talking about? And then now more recently, they first said, you know, you're going to work on people's motherboards. I'm like, what? You know, like in a computer. And I'm like, yes, and I don't even know what that is. So a lot of times that's the way that the divine works with me, is they'll give me this process and the information and enough of it that I will then go do the research, because that's what I need for my masculine and feminine to be balanced, for my mental mind to just go quiet. It's like, oh, okay, I understand what we're doing here. And so I looked it all up and did a bunch of research, and because they kept saying the words, reset the motherboard, tap into the matrix. And then they showed me the way that the brain looks inside. And it was as if I was looking at what I would imagine. I've never seen the dye going through a brain like in an MRI, but that's what it looked like. It was, they showed me in my own brain where there was density and thickness and sludge and heaviness that needed to be flushed out, and then how to reset that and flow the frequency of abundance in all areas, not just money, because, you can have a lot of money and be miserable. You can have no money and be very happy. Why not have a balance of it all? And so that's what they were downloading to me and showing me and teaching me, how to work with people to reset the neural pathways in their brain, to reset the motherboard of a computer. Is sort of the, I don't even, now you might know the answer to that, but I don't know what the difference is between the operating system and the motherboard, but it basically runs the program. And that's what the brain is doing, and we get down what's the word I'm looking for? See, they're showing me so many things. We get smashed into and locked into the idea of who we are and what we can do, and it is nowhere near as expansive for any of us as what our true potential is if we open to a complete connection to ourselves as a divine being. And so we absorb all this crud all through our lives, stuff we've even come here with from past lives, from our genealogy, all of that. And it gets set into these neural pathways, and the way the brain operates, it defaults to the one that's the strongest, makes sense. So whatever the one is that's been tapped the most, that's where it's going. So if the pathway for prosperity is running the program that you can only ever have enough, and it doesn't even matter, we could talk about why, which I do with my clients, why is that what you have programmed into your brain? Did it come from a past life? Did it come from your family? Did it come from this life? For me, I know I had a long history with money of saying, I don't care about money. Now, what I meant was, I want to make a difference. This was from a child. I said, I don't care about money. I was raised in a family that was very liberal, and they were anti-rich, I guess you'd say, you know, that people shouldn't have too much because then other people are poor. So I had that. And then I had this sort of pure service piece of myself that adopted that and adapted it into this, I don't care about money. And just a year ago, I was right here in this room walking out the door pondering prosperity, and I heard the voice say, but you don't care about money. And I stopped with my arm extended towards the door and was like, oh, but I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that at all. I meant that money and power are not what motivated me. Doing good, being of service is what motivates me. Yes, but that's not what you've been saying. And so that was the beginning about a year ago of me being in this lab, so to speak, this quantum lab with the divine, being taught how to understand the brain more, how to work with the neural pathways and reset them so that those kind of even innocent, I meant no harm to myself or anyone else, but that was the order I put into the divine. I don't care about money. So that's what was happening. And it needed to be cleared out, flushed out, and then reset in alignment with the higher vibrational frequency of abundance.
Wow. So you can actually tell, because we're going to go to questions in just a little while, but you can actually tell what in someone's brain is causing that density and, you know, that blockage in the neural pathway that is preventing abundance from flowing. I mean, that's just like a layman's term. I'm just saying that in a very, you know, layman's way, layperson's way, excuse me. That's what you can identify in someone's brain, and then you can do that clearing so that what happens?
Well, once you do the clearing, then you flow in, so to speak. I mean, sort of inject, infuse that neural pathway with the higher new vibration. Now, the thing is, though, the blockage may or may not be only in the brain. It can be anywhere in your body because it's all connected. So if you have absorbed a block in your power center or even in your knee, and it's sending a limiting vibration, so to speak, to your brain, then that's what the neural pathway is going to wrap itself around and run that program. Either it's not safe or you're not going to get it or it can't happen or it's not for you or it's bad or whatever. So after the reset happens, you have to hold the frequency, you see, because if you don't hold it, it's going to just go back to the way it was. It's not even that it takes so much effort, but it's not hard is what I'm saying. It does take attention because we're always being assaulted is not the right word, but we're always surrounded with all kinds of frequencies. And if we are not mindful of what we're allowing in and how we're running it once it's in, then anything can go wonky again. I mean, it's like a virus, okay, on a computer. We'll stick with the computer example. Your computer can be brand new, state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line, programmed right, working beautifully. A virus comes in, and now all of a sudden it's all wonky, and you can't even get it to do the most simple of things until you extract that virus and reprogram, reset everything. There's the motherboard. Reset the motherboard to that higher vibrational frequency that you seek to flow. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does. It does. Yeah, so let me ask you this. If we've carried these blockages forward, and you mentioned they could very well be from, you know, past lives, and we understand that, then, you know, these are limiting beliefs and paradigms and perceptions that we'll continue to carry forth into the next lifetime or the next lifetime, and even perhaps pass them on to our own generation. So, you know, we become the ancestor that our grandchildren need to clear. Right?
Precisely. And so, too, what you do now goes forward and back, right, in terms of mm-hmm. your lineage. So the work that you do now is going to favorably impact those members of your family on Earth now, as well as those in the astral, whether they're there because they were here and they left, or whether they're there because they're waiting to come back. I actually had a phenomenal conversation with my nephew about what it's like to choose who you're going to incarnate, the family that you're going to incarnate into, when he was 5. He's now 7. But he told me this story that was hilarious. He said, he calls me Gigi. Gigi, so I was up there on the astral, and I was friends with the police captain. And every day I'd go into the police captain, I'd say, any new moms yet? And he would say no. And then I'd go over to the hospital where all the new moms and the babies were, and I would look around and say, no, none of them. And I said, wait a minute. They're having babies on the astral? I thought, you know, this kid has a great fantasy world. And I thought at first that this is what he was. He looked at me and said, oh, come on, Gigi, you know nobody has a body on the astral. No, I'm just telling you how it makes sense to me. They were trying to get ready to go down to Earth and have babies. And then I looked down and I saw that lady, which was his mother, my sister. And maybe almost she was quite, almost, but not sure. Then I saw her with this baby and this man, which is his older brother and his father. And so I said, okay, it's Jax. His name is Jackson, Jaxson. It's Jax. I'm ready when you are. So I didn't know anything about this story, but I told my sister, and she said, well, did I ever tell you about the boy that John, her husband Johnny, heard when Rocco was little? I said, no, I never heard that. And she said, he sat up, we were all in bed with the baby, was just a couple of weeks old, and falling asleep, and he sat up and said, did you hear that? And I said, what? That boy. Who, Rocco? And she said, no, he's a baby, he can't talk, it was a boy. What did he say? He said, it's Jax, I'm ready when you are. So then, you know, several years later, he comes down. He finished the story by saying, I still wasn't sure, and then I saw you. And he described, I used to come and watch his brother so my sister could go to yoga. And he described one of those scenes of me coming in and her leaving and what I was doing with the baby. There was no way that he could have known that, because nobody ever, you know, I never could talk about babysitting this little boy. And so he said, when I saw you, then I knew that was going to be my family. And I said, why? And he said, because of all the lives that you were there and you and I had good times, and also you took care of me. And mm-hmm. I was floored. Because I had never had a one-on-one conversation with another living being. I mean, this is the kind of stuff I hear and see and sense when I'm channeling or when I'm meditating mm-hmm. and when I'm connecting. But for him to say all that, it really, I'm getting full chills in my body now because I never even made this connection until right now. That's why it's so important that we do our work, because the beings are all around watching everything, absorbing, supporting, lifting us up, receiving, sending. And here's this little soul up there figuring out who he's going to come down and connect with. And he saw all that was happening and said, okay, that's going to be my, that's the family I'm picking. Now, is that scientific? No. Do I believe it? You betcha. 100%. I know this kid. And I know the mm-hmm. things that he mm-hmm. knew, he couldn't know if it weren't true what he was saying. That's why it's so important that we do our work, because we are all connected. Mm-hmm. And so if mm-hmm. we do our work now here to clear those neural pathways, to clear all the stuck places, all the limiting beliefs, so that we can move forward and open and shine. I mean, Ian, I can't tell you how much happier I am now than I was 8 years. I'm 7.5 years I've been out here in California, probably 5. I mean, the whole time, again, my whole life I've been on this journey. I just wasn't conscious of it. I have been on the conscious path of this work for about 5-6 years. I can't tell you how much happier I am now. It was hard. It's a lot of work. It takes a dedicated commitment to show up, to shine, to be the best you that you can. Not the one I was trying to be in high school. Okay, I needed the grades for this reason. No, not that. That's all human egoic nonsense. The best you is the one that is the most peaceful, the most happy, the most abundant, the most flowing one, where you are the light, you receive the light, you share the light, you just are. And that's why it's worth it to do the work and to make the sacrifices, as it were. Give up that stuff that mm-hmm. feels good, the habits that feel good that don't serve, and move forward into the habits that do serve. Be dedicated, be willing, and know that your willingness to do the work, to receive, and to make that difference is not just making a difference for you, but for your entire lineage, past, present, and future.
Lovely. Beautiful. All right. Well, let's do this. Let's go to the phones. And I'm sure a lot of people, because I can see the hands up, would really like to know what area needs the flushing, needs flushing so they can open to receive and manifest abundance. So that's a wonderful way that we can be of service to everyone right now, is help people identify the areas. So let's go to the phones first. And the first phone person we'll go to is in Cambridge, Massachusetts. 7283 are the last four digits of your phone number. 7283, you're on live with Beth.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, welcome.
Hi. Beth, this is Hema. I think I had, I had a question.
Hema! My Hema?
Hi, yeah.
That Hema? I was just meditating about you today. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to have to reach out to her. And here you are. Okay, everybody, you got to believe. Hema and I just had a private session, what was it, a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
It was a week ago, yeah, Tuesday.
And I said, you know, let me know how it goes. And I intended to follow up with her, giving her some space to win. And here she is. The very first person. How can you not believe, huh?
Okay, so I
didn't even have to email you. So,
okay,
my dear.
I'll give you the feedback right here, right now. So do you remember after the meditation, I was laughing. And so the whole week, I had moments of that pure bliss.
Yeah.
It was just like, I was just happy.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So thank you so
much. Wonderful. You're mm-hmm. very welcome. So let's take a look at where you might need some additional work, because remembering always for everyone, for Hema and for everyone, for myself too, we're an onion. You know, there's always going to be more. There's always going to be deeper layers. So we never arrive. It's the journey. It's not the destination. So let me just, with your permission, may I look at your field and see where you can use some work?
Sure. Yeah. I really like the motherboard idea. So can you check my motherboard and see,
okay,
if there's any thoughts for abundance?
All right. Yes. All right. Okay. So I'm looking at it, and it's very your motherboard is flattened out, okay? So it's almost as if the top part of your brain has been squeezed into an electronic board. And the – see, because they're showing it you to me facing me, so it's your right side that's very dormant, which would be your – divine intuitive side, the receiving, the feminine on the right side. So that needs some work to be open and activated, and we certainly can work on that. And what you can do yourself, though, is remember that bliss feeling that you had after our session.
Mm-hmm.
Call it back in and actually visualize it flowing into the right side of your brain. That will help activate that side of your motherboard. And you also want to imagine bringing the motherboard into the brain. It's almost like it's sitting on top of your head like a real flat hat. And you want to just imagine drawing it in when you meditate. When you're in times of stillness, even when you're resting in bed at night, if you wake up, just imagine caressing it into your brain and then bringing that frequency and feeling of bliss, that happiness. Even if you just start laughing, you know, think of something that will make you laugh and start laughing and send the laughter into the right side of your brain. It will help activate it. Beautiful
Thank
work.
You. Thank you, Emma. Thanks for calling.
Oh,
in.
Emma,
thank you for being
here. That makes me
okay.
So happy. We'll connect
Beautiful.
Soon.
Thanks.
Much love. Beautiful. Okay, let's go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and this is 5159. Philadelphia, you're on live.
Hi. Thank
Hi.
You. So, do you need my name? Does that help you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. My name is Alana. And I would like to know what area most needs flushing so that I can open to receive and manifest abundance in all areas with ease and grace.
Thank you, Alana. So there's a looping effect that's going on. It's there's a gap in the center of your brain, like right about the width of your eyebrows. There's a gap there, and then the energy is flowing down through your torso to your, just about to your navel, and then it's circling back up. So there's flow, but it's not connected. So you
yeah,
need
I
to,
can, I feel it. I've been feeling that.
Okay, so I think that on your own, the best thing you can do is the same thing I told Hema, but with your version of the disruption, is you want to imagine drawing that energy together between your eyebrows and the center of your head, and then calling up the flow that's looping down and around. You want to bring it all back up so that the neural pathways are flowing with all the energy, not, you know, that's a lot of work to send it all that way down and then come back up. Are you tired a lot?
Over the past like week and a half, I have been.
Yeah, because that's way too much work for just to keep that going. So even during the day, during the course of the day, when you feel your energy dipping, if you can close your eyes and take a couple deep breaths and just imagine drawing all that energy up and then drawing it together in the center, that should help you.
Draw it up and bring it to where, like between my eyebrows?
Yes. You want it to flow back and forth, left to right. You want everything in the brain needs to flow. And then that way, from the brain, the right side connects with the left side of the body, the left with the right side of the body. And right now, you don't have that connection happening because of that gap. And then that, because of the gap, it's flowing too far down.
Okay.
You don't even need to know all that. Just imagine bringing it up and drawing it in so that it's flowing. You know what? When we do the Sacred Eight flush, just feel into the two sides of your brain drawing together in flow.
Okay.
This is a good example. When we do the flush, it's the sacred eights are going to come in vertically from top to bottom. But for you, Alana, when they get to your brain, you may have the sensation of it flipping to the side. So horizontally, let it do that because then that's going to help it flow.
Okay.
To bring the brain back into alignment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Love to
Thank
you.
Thank you. Much love.
Yeah,
Ian,
and of
it's
course,
just nuts. I'm sitting here laughing. I'm like, I'm talking about neuroscience and the brain. That's hilarious.
It's yeah, that's why you're here, because the community has called,
I'm here.
Called this forth. Yeah, and, you know, of course, everyone, Beth is going to be talking about working with her in private a little bit later on as well, so that's also something that you should listen for. Feels a little bit like do-it-yourself brain surgery, or you can have someone like Beth work with you. I would opt for the latter.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah, okay. No, there's definitely things that we can do, but when we get to that part of the show, when you tell people about working with you in private, I think everyone will understand, you know, we all have gifts. They're all different. And, you know, that's where someone like Beth comes in to be able to work with you to, you know, do the work, because she's clearly been given these abilities or the capacity to heal people and work with people in this way. Okay, let's go to Langham Creek, Texas. 3366 are the last four digits of your phone number, and you're on live. Langham Creek,
Hello.
Texas.
Nice
Hi,
to
welcome.
See you, Ian and Beth. This is Janet.
Hi,
Hello,
Janet.
Janet. So
Hello.
Wonderful to hear you on
wow.
this call. I
hiding
just
out,
love the,
hiding
I
out.
Just, yes, I love the synchronicity and what the divine is bringing forth here. It's just amazing.
That's pretty funny. You want to check me to see what needs to be flushed?
Yes. Okay, let's see here. All right, so it's very interesting because it's like there's an X, sort of an X marks the spot that is just above, like in between your collarbone and your breasts. That's where the crossover point is. And so the energy is blocked because it's acting sort of as a shield, so that when your guides, you are trying to flow the frequencies of whatever is running. I'm having trouble describing it because it's like armor. That's what it is. And so
wow.
when things are flowing in through your crown, they come down through your third eye, your throat, and then they get stopped there and they shoot off top, bottom, left, right in this sort of X form. And it's confusing your brain. Am I on? Am I off? Am I intuitive? Am I not? What side am I using? Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
So what you want to do is get rid of that armor, and we definitely can work on that. Because once you do that, you're going to allow your brain to have the ability to flow in the way that it needs to in order to receive, because sometimes we do need to use our left brain, and other times we need to flow and be more intuitive and creative. And for you, it's going to be, in this current state, it's going to be difficult for you to know when it's time to do one or the other. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, and that's funny. Armor keeps popping up all over me in different
yeah.
places.
Yeah, so do you want to
I might be the
go?
Droid. I might be the droid you're looking for.
Well, let's hope
oh,
they're not going to have
man.
Create droids just yet. I mean, I'm feeling pretty good and groovy that I could do the motherboard matrix. But,
right,
okay.
Yeah, motherboard
you don't want to. You don't need the armor. Sure. You don't need it. Let it go.
Yeah.
All right,
let
Janet,
it go. Thanks
and
so
let
much.
It go.
Thank
yes.
you.
All
right, love to you.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye.
Much love to you.
All right, let's keep going on the phones. Let's go to Gig Harbor, Washington, 1920, are the last four digits of the phone number. Gig Harbor, Washington.
Hello, it's Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. Hi. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you, Tanya?
I'm good. I'm good. So, yes, I would love to know what needs to be flushed out.
All right. It's very, when you say flushed out, it's interesting because it's like a plunger is set into your brain. The top part is in the brain, and then the plunger part is down in your root. So it's really disrupting. You have had a drill down issue, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you've done some work on that drill down, and this is what's left. So the best way would be during the Sacred Eight Flush that we're going to do, you're going to just visualize those eights coming in and let this plunger go all the way down into the vortex. That should really help you. That would be great. Good work.
Okay, so
you've come a long way.
So instead of the drill, it's just changed.
Yes.
I'm trying
but
to
remember
picture the plunger.
The drill, as I'm seeing it, that drill down thing that you had, that was all the way down, right? Down into the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is not. This is very minor compared to that. That was very intense. So you've done some really good work. I can see that you've done that work.
Awesome. And so, could that be what's causing some of these headaches in the last month or two?
Yes. Imagine, you know, how thick is an inch, 3/4 of an inch round, a plunger stuck in the
mm-hmm.
middle of your brain? Yeah, that could cause a headache.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, my dear.
You are very welcome. Much love to you.
Beautiful. Well, let's go to the web for a while and take some web questions. So we have Camille from Screamwood is asking, what areas most need flushing for me?
Okay, so right in the center of your forehead, in between your hairline and your eyebrows. So if you were to draw that line inward, it's like a little pellet or like a BB gun pellet, small pellet like that, that is lodged in there, and that is obstructing the flow between the left and the right side of your brain. It's really old, and it used to be bigger, so good work on whatever you've been doing to get it to this size, and removing that will make all the difference in the world to you.
Okay, thank you.
Able to flow.
This is Liz from the United Kingdom. Hi, Ian, Beth. I would be grateful for your explanation as to what is holding me back. I can't seem to find the barriers to my abundance, despite working consistently for many years to be all that I can be. I feel locked in or trapped at the present moment.
Okay, so the first thing that's coming through for you is the decision. You feel you've already made the decision and the choice that you want to open and let go, and there's a deeper layer where you have to decide that you're going to, are willing to, and will release that story of I've been working so hard for so long and it never really works. That's key to you opening. So the same way that I had to hear and realize that me saying I don't care about money, which was a good thing, you constantly working for many years to open is a good thing, but there's a shift that need, you know, reframe the way you're looking at yourself and your work, because the work is already been done, and now you just need to let it be. That's the best way that I can explain it. It would be very, it would be very helpful to work with you, because there's a lot of layers to this in terms of the mental stuff that's going on. And so that's the first piece, is release that story that I've been working for so long, so hard, and I still don't have it right. And then also right at the level of your neck in your throat chakra, there's it looks like a sheet of metal, almost like a pole, but it's wider and thin. It's not round, and it's cutting off. It goes all the way out to your shoulders. That needs to be removed because everything is circling in from your crown through your brain down into your throat and then back up, so there's not flow through all of your body and all of your system. That will also make it more accessible to you, removing that and working on the story, releasing the story. The two together will make a big difference for you if you're willing to receive it. And I feel like you are. Things are shifting. The energy is shifting. The new higher dimensional energy is coming in. This year is one of new beginnings, starting a new 7-year cycle. So really be mindful of telling yourself a new story. Write it down, the new story. I am, and follow that up with what you want and the experience of your life to be, and say it in the affirmative as if it is now, even if you don't have that yet, because that is putting the order in to the divine, to the universe, so that the final piece of your hard work can be this year, and then you can flow through the rest of this cycle and beyond.
Thank you. This is Sandra or Sandra from Portugal. Hi, I won't be able to make it, but if you could please give me a reading, what area is what most needs flushing so I can open to receive and manifest?
So your left eye is appearing like it's frozen open, and obviously physically that you can imagine that is not a good thing to have your eye and the left side of your face constantly open. So you need to release that tension and that it's like it needs to be reset. The lower part of your left brain is locked, and that needs to be opened. Almost, it looks kind of like a Rubik's Cube, the way that your guides are showing me, and you're just a little bit off of all the colors and squares aligning so that every side is the way it's meant to be. So that's the main area there, the left eye and the lower left brain.
Thank you. Okay, this is Hermione from South Africa. What area of my life needs to flush most that I can open and manifest?
Wow, this is really interesting. It's like you have a tail. I know it's not a kangaroo, but it looks like an alligator tail that is coming down from the back of your brain, and it flaps down in the ground behind you. And it makes it very hard for you to move forward because it's almost as if it's like a kickstand holding you in place and sort of leaning back. And it masks as openness because your heart chakra is a little bit opened. And yet when you try to act on it and move forward, this tail kickstand effect is pulling you back. So that needs to be cleared, you know, all the way up into the brain. Use the Sacred Eight Flush, and when you do that process on the replay, really seal it in, flow it into the back part of your body and in your energetic system, and see how that helps to pull that, separate that from you. That tail effect should help.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I think that we're all super curious as to what type of work you can do, because the things that you see are pretty incredible, and it seems to really come to you very, very quickly. And there's not a lot of, umming and awing like I'm doing right now. There's not a lot of umming and awing. It's bam, 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 and you really get the guidance super, super fast. So let's go to your program. Let's go to your offer. I think people are curious. So if you're on the webinar page, everyone, click on the offer button underneath Beth's photograph, and that'll take you to the offer page, which is the Reset Your Neural Pathways to Flow in the Matrix of Abundance program. And if you would like to type it in, if you need to type it in, if you're not on the webinar page, then you would type in WOTASummit.com/Beth, which is B-E-T-H, and it's all lowercase, and the number 4. So it's WOTASummit.com/Beth4, and that's just the number 4. And that'll take you to the page so you can follow along visually as Beth takes us through. So Beth, if you wouldn't mind.
So the first part of my package that is the most exciting to me is the one-on-one session, where we work for 30 minutes or so to reset, reprogram, and change your frequency to the matrix of abundance. And that would be what would come after what we've just done. And that's why it's exciting to me, because identifying the issue is obviously the, you know, you got to know where the problem is, but let's do something about it. And so that is, this work is new and exciting. It's a new team for me. Michael, Archangel Michael, is, and Gabrielle are always around for me, especially Michael. He's like my best friend, Archangel friend. And then Metatron, the builder, and this, he's somewhat new to me. I mean, I've worked with him before, but he's not one of my main peeps. But this new angel, Emmanuel, who came in to just help design this program, he is embodies yellow, and I started seeing all this yellow, and then I said, "What is this? Who is this? What's something with my power center?" And said, "No, it's a new angel." And I went and did my research, and I've discovered that it was the angel Emmanuel, who is all about fun and the celebration of life. And so that was when I knew how much fun this work would be, because I've got this divine being supporting it who wants to bring in fun and celebration. So I'm really excited about this particular type of session, and I can't wait to work with so many of you, because it's really powerful work, and it's very elevated and also so fun. It's just going to be all ease and grace. So that's the private session. And then there's also a workshop that comes with two parts, where you learn more of the fundamentals of the brain and how you can reset your neural pathways. So we go more deeply into some of the things that I've touched on here in terms of what is your daily practice that's going to support your neural pathways flowing at this higher level matrix of abundance, and how do you move through challenges so that they don't take you out, and how do you set intentions, how do you make these statements to support the shifts once they've happened, and how you can do energy exercises to release negativity and density that comes into your field, because, you know, there's billions of people on this planet, and they all have energy. We science has shown that our energetic fields are 20 feet around. This is not woo-woo. This is science. So every time you come within 20 feet of someone, your fields are crossing, and no matter how well you protect your auric field, some stuff is going to get in, which is why releasing negative energy, it's also why it's really important for you to be very mindful of who you associate with, especially groups, because of the M fields, the morphogenetic fields that are created by any group. So you'll learn about all of that at a greater detail, in greater detail in the teaching portion, and then we will do a quantum energy lab Q&A course where you will each get, you know, 10 to 15 minutes more with me in the group setting, but, you know, one-on-one to work with tweaking what more you need to do. It's perfect to do the one-on-one session with the course, because you'll get the, most of you will get the one-on-one session first, then we do the teaching, the lecture portion, and then later I do the quantum energy lab so that we can, you know, fine-tune whatever may have come up in the meantime. And then there's a lot of other stuff that's connected with the package, the Fibonacci series activations. I've referenced that for those of you that aren't familiar with it. It's a guided, energetically infused activation that there's four of them actually that will help you connect to the quantum field where you can experience the Fibonacci sequences exponential expansion, moving you into that frequency of abundance where you break out of that linear mentality and experience of sort of trading time for money or work for money, and you move into receiving exponential expansion. As a friend of mine said, the money will come from wherever it is. And I heard that probably 20 years ago, and I now understand what it means, because money is just energy. So the Fibonacci sequence, these activations are not strictly for prosperity, but they really help. So if prosperity is something you're struggling with, these activations will really help you. There's four of them in total that are a part of this package. And then we have three of the monthly energy healing calls that I've been doing since last year. Archangel Michael, Divine Mother and Father all came to me and said, you know, you need to help support people as the new energy is coming in. These new higher dimensional frequencies are coming in. They need to know how to clear out to receive and also how to reset so you can flow, because you don't want to be taken out by the new energies. So you get three of the ones that, I don't know, I just scanned on which ones to put in. So I was going to say that these are the ones that people have responded to most strongly, which is true. I mean, the one people have had really profound experiences with these three processes. Moving energetic mountains is the first one. The healing bubble, that's a really powerful one, that you can put anything into that bubble, you, other people, issues, really powerful. And then healing with the violet flame is one of my personal favorites. So you get all of that. They're each about an hour. There's a little bit of teaching at the beginning, and then there's about a 40-minute energetically infused activation where it takes you on a journey to deal with whatever you need to deal with. So that's part of what I'm offering, as well as the bonuses, three singing mantras, that, as well as a chanting, a PDF that helps you understand why we chant 108 times and what it can do for you. This is really good for people who have trouble with silent meditation. And even if you are a good silent meditator, they're beautiful. And I find that a blend of silent, I really love my delicious silent meditations, but I also like mantras. That was part of how I prepared for today's show, was a half hour of doing the mantras and then a half an hour of silence. So that's also part of the package. So in package A, you get everything, and then in package B, you get everything. Or am I saying that wrong? Package
No, you're
A.
Right.
Okay. And then package B is with the private session, right? Did I get that right?
Well, yeah, package A or option one is everything, including the private session. So you get to work with Beth privately, where she does her work with you to reset your neural pathways. And option two would be everything except the private session. So you would still get, I'm not going to go through everything, but you'd still get everything. So you'd get the energy labs as well. So let's just talk quickly about those energy labs, and then I want to go back to the private session, because I think really the private session is where a lot of the actual work is going to be done. But if you look at the product two, which is the workshop, actually I want to talk about the energy labs. So these quantum energy labs, so everyone gets to be part of that. Are they all together as a group? So everyone gets together and then it's a bit of teaching plus Q&A plus, are there readings on those calls?
It's readings. There's not, you know, there may be a little bit of teaching at the beginning if I'm called for that, you know, if something's happening, but No, it's pretty much all interaction. And I don't do more than 10 people in one of these 90-minute sessions, so each person can get their due.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
If, you know, so depending on how many people purchase, we'll have more than one option for scheduling for you to participate in that. You can, the same way that we did the Q&A here, if you can't make it live, you can submit your question. And in those
mm-hmm.
energy, in that quantum energy lab, the question is not limited to, you don't have one question, you can ask anything. And if you don't have anything to ask, you can say, what do I need to know? What does my higher self want me to know? So whatever that breaks down to, see here now where I could grab my phone and figure it out, but whatever it averages out to, if you have 10 people in 90 minutes, I guess that's nine to 10 minutes each. And it, is that right?
We got it. Don't worry about it, Beth.
That's how it works. Everybody, we're all together, and then it's one-on-one with me, and everyone gets benefit because of the M-field effect. So you'll get the benefit from the other people's questions as well and the work that's done with them.
Beautiful. And then for the amazing container that is the 30-minute private session with you, so I decide that I want option one, and so I schedule my session with you, and I show up on the phone, and then you tune in, and with your team, your guides and your the angelic realm, you identify where in my being, it doesn't have to be my brain necessarily, but it's somewhere in my body where there's density, the same way as you've done on the Q&A today, but obviously much deeper, much longer, and you know, a lot more clearing, right?
Yes, yes. And we fix it.
We fix it so we can flow, and receive all aspects of abundance, right?
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
All aspects. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Well, everyone, that's available to you as part of the Wisdom community. You can also break it up into a couple of payments if you like. So, Beth, thank you so much for that beautiful offer. It's very, very comprehensive. There's a lot in there, but it's not too much where it's overwhelming. It's definitely it's all very, very cohesive. All along the central theme of abundance and prosperity. So if anyone is struggling with abundance and prosperity in their life, really feel into this and feel into whether or not the divine is nudging you in this direction to work with Beth. Obviously, there is a partial yes already because you're on the call or you're listening to replay. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You'd be listening to something else or you'd be doing something else. So that's already a partial yes. And just feel into... if this is the program for you, it's certainly very comprehensive. And take a look at all those testimonials from friends and others, customers who've been through the program or worked with Beth. Some beautiful, beautiful words that people are mentioning. And then I think there's one over there. I think Deborah Poneman, wasn't she saying that Beth is the new kid on the block?
I was just, it's funny you point that out because I thought I need to get a hold of Deborah and do another session with her and get a new one because a new testimony. I mean, that one, I love that testimonial. It just made my heart soar. But I think she did that in the end of 2017 or so, maybe the early part of 2018. So I'm happy to be the new kid on the block, but at some point I think I probably am not the new kid on the block. I hope all of you listening are going to be the new kid on the block.
Yeah. Well, you might not be the new kid on the block, but I think the spirit of that testimonial is really what's important. And if you're not reading it, what Deborah, and of course, I think most of you know who Deborah is. She's the founder of Yes to Success seminars, along with Marcy Shimoff and also the Year of Miracles. And she says, I've had the good fortune over the years to work with many intuitive and spiritual healers, people known around the world. Really some of the most well-known names in this arena, and all I can say is, move over. There is a new kid in town. So wonderful. Those are beautiful words. So claim them, Beth, claim them.
Indeed beautiful. I am.
Yeah, yeah. Well, wonderful. Well, let's do this. Let's see. I'd like to, you know, we're going to have you take us through that process in just a little while, but there are still more people with their hands up. So I think their arms are getting tired by now. So I'm going to call in a few more people. And if we can go through, you know, a good handful, and then we can do that process. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay, let's go to Iowa City in Iowa, and the last four digits are 7584.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, welcome.
Hi.
You're
online. Hi, this is Liza. Thank you for answering my call. Okay, Beth, I'd like to know what are the areas that need fleshing so that I can open to receive and manifest abundance in all areas with ease and grace.
So, Liza, it's very interesting because there's a lot of action of the people who have either the people who have called in or had questions on the webcast on the left side, which makes sense because blocking that left side is going to obstruct you flowing, right? Well, I mean, it works both ways. Point is, it's just interesting how that theme keeps coming up. And the way yours is going is if there's it's like a loop in a roller coaster that's running from the left side of your crown down to just the below, like your ribs, you know, the bottom of your heart space, and then it comes around there. That would be the loop. It's out about a foot out to the left of you. And so all the energy that's coming in, all the information that is coming in that way is just looping around, cycling. It's like it's recycling, and it's obstructing the even flow of the left and right side. So you want to get rid of that because you want everything to move in and through and not cycle around. So when we do the process, you're going to focus on that left side and let those sacred eights work to melt is what's coming through from your guides, that roller coaster loop.
Okay, great. I do feel kind of stuck in a loop. So that's pretty.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Much love to you, my dear.
All right, let's go to keep on coming back to Pueblo, Maine, Colorado. The last four digits of the phone number are 3866, Colorado, Pueblo, Maine.
Yes, can
Hello.
You hear me?
Yes, you can.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
It's
so nice to meet you, Miss Beth.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. It's nice to meet you, too.
And I was just wondering if you can tell me where I'm needing more flesh. I've really been working on the layers, but I feel like there may be still something there that I haven't seen yet.
So what I'm seeing is, well, first let me say what your guides and higher self are saying is subtle. Just to take a breath. Do it right now. Take a deep breath in. And just on the exhale, feel yourself settling into wherever you're sitting or laying or standing or whatever, you're just grounding down into yourself. Because what I see, it's as if you have hundreds of birds fluttering all around the edges of you, in, through, and as. So from like your shoulder blades right straight down. And they're not getting any lift off because they're all going in different directions. And so you want to imagine just kind of bringing in the hands of your higher self to settle that fluttery energy. It's a blend of excitement and disconnect. And the excitement is good, but the disconnect is not. So that's where your attention is best turned, is to settling all that. It's like everywhere energy is what they're saying. Does that make sense to you? It's like, I'm everywhere. It's happening. It's going on. Like that. And it's making it difficult for you to flow. Does that make sense?
It does, because there is a lot going on, and I'm not sure which direction to focus in the most and put my energy the most. So
okay,
yes,
so
it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you want to calm that, you want to settle that, you want to center and trust, because they know where your focus is to be, even when you don't. They do. So let them tell you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, my dear. You got this.
Thank you. Okay, love to you. Okay, beautiful. Let's go to the web for a little while. Let's go to Darani. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but D-A-R-A-N-I from Adelaide, South Australia. Blessings. Can you please tell me what needs flushing?
I'm sorry. Tell me. Say that again.
So, same question.
And again with her.
Yeah, Darani from Adelaide, Darani. South Australia. Yeah, please tell me what needs flushing.
Okay. So there's a veil that is making it difficult for me to see. And so I'm just, since you've given me permission, I'm going to push that to the side. And then there behind it is this image of a sort of a child, maybe teenager age, being like, oh, you caught me. So that energy of feeling like I need to be covered or I will be exposed is obstructing you flowing. And it starts because the image that I see, the head stops of this teenagerish being right around your heart space. So there's not any connection from the brain down. So you want to really work on releasing this veil and that idea, feeling, sensation that you to release it is to be caught out and to be in danger, in trouble, exposed, because getting rid of this energy and the veil is going to reveal what the deeper layer is that needs to be attuned so that you can flow. I hope this makes sense to you.
Mm. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, beautiful. Well, Beth, it would be wonderful if you could just one more time, especially for the benefit of those who might have joined later, they weren't here at the beginning, if you could just tell us about the process and then literally take us through it. It'll be completely over to you.
Okay. So we're going to be working with Sacred Eight, the Infinity Symbol Energy Flush. And early on with one of the other callers, I could sense that when the eights drop in from your crown, she will need to turn hers, instead of it being vertical, top to bottom, she would want to turn hers left and right in her brain. So be flexible with how the loops come in, and if you feel compelled or called or guided to flip them a different way, do that. Because what we're going to do is we're using the infinity symbol and the powerful infinite energy that it carries, infused, fueled by, designed by Divine Mother, Archangel Gabriel, Michael, and Metatron. Those are our team to support this work. And we're going to braid these eights together and flow them in through the crown, down through the torso. We'll have a vortex set up. And anything that it's really going to act kind of like a brush, so to speak, a cleaning brush, a bottle brush, as it were. And it will flush out whatever it does, and then we'll just pull that out and we'll infuse a higher vibrational energy after we cleanse and clear everything out. So you ready, Ian?
Yes, thank you.
All right. So everybody get into a comfortable position. Whether that's sitting or laying, it doesn't matter. And if you knock out and go somewhere else, that's totally fine, because sometimes that's where the most powerful work is done, is when the mind is out of the way and you think you're not getting anything, because then you really are. So whatever happens, go with the flow. So take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, let everything go, all the talk, all the trappings of the day, and just come right here, right now, into this present moment. And bring your attention to your heart space. We're going to connect above and below. So I want you to imagine a brilliant diamond white light flowing up from the center of your heart space, through the throat, the third eye, and out the crown. And you're going to send it all the way up to the furthest reaches of the galaxy, to the star Sirius, said to be the planet, the realm of love, the star of love. And you're going to connect your white light to Sirius, wrap it around several times so that you are really connected to that heavenly energy, and then run your white light back down, drawing that energy of love with it. See it re-enter your crown and flow back to the center of your heart space. Now from that same center point, we're going to ground down. So imagine a stout gold cord about the width of your body flowing down through your power center, your sacral, your root, going down your legs and out the soles of your feet. And you're going to send it all the way down to the center of Mother Earth, where there's a brilliant ball of golden light. You're going to lock your grounding cord into that golden ball, wrap it around a few times so that you are securely and snugly connected to this center of Mother Earth. And then run it back up, drawing with it that grace light. Bring it all back up. See it re-enter the soles of your feet and flow up to your heart space where it meets that white light from above. Turn your attention to that center point, and we're going to activate the zero set point grid that connects you with the divine, with the universe. So just expand from that center point, that white and gold light, out into a grid from your heart space. Just activate it outward into a sphere that extends top, bottom, front, back, side to side, letting all those grid lines fill in with that beautiful gold and white light. There you go. Very good. Just notice that at this point, when you activate the zero set point, you are the center of the universe and one with Source and all that is. And so now bring your attention back to your heart space, and you will see before you Divine Mother and the Archangels Gabriel, Michael, and Metatron. And from their palms, aimed at the top of your crown, comes all this beautiful, luscious energy that is forming in the sacred eight pattern, that infinity symbol, one joined upon the other. For some of you, they may be large. You may only have three. And for others, they may be as small as your hand. So there will be many of them. However it comes to you, see the energy drawn from these four divine beings turn into this sacred eight loop, and let it flow down into your brain, into your head. Feel it turning in a clockwise motion, and let it set there for a minute as we activate the vortex underneath your feet, letting that sacred eight loop begin to be formed. Activate a vortex under your feet, spinning counterclockwise, so to your left, and send the narrow funnel end of that down into that gold ball, where everything you release will be sent down for Mother Earth to recycle for her healing. So you doing your work is you being of service. All right. So now the sacred eight links loops are fully formed and allow them to flow down through your head, spinning to the right, gathering, drawing out, cleansing and clearing all that does not serve, all dense, sticky, sludgy energy. If you've received any guidance along the way as to where to concentrate the action and in what direction, follow that as the chain of sacred eights is continued to be downloaded through your throat, down your heart, into your power center, pausing there to just let it really activate and cleanse and clear anything that obstructs you standing fully with great strength, power, courage, and trust in the truth and light of you. There you go. Now let the loops continue down through the sacral and the root. And now at this point, pause. Take a moment to really let the motion of the sacred eight loops pulling out, scraping out, calling forth anything that's ready to go. And then now this link that has gone from your crown to your root is going to exit, taking with it all that does not serve. So begin to let it be drawn out and down into the vortex, pulling with it, releasing, directing your bodies, all four of your bodies, mental, physical, energetic, spiritual. Let all of that go, everything that does not serve, as the sacred eight loops begin to leave your field all the way down. And now from above, take one more breath. And on the exhale, let everything go down into that vortex that no longer serves. And then shut the vortex down. From above, we're going to receive again from the hearts and the palms of Divine Mother, Archangels Gabriel, Michael, and Metatron, white, pink, and blue to balance and infuse all of your body and especially your brain with divine white light and the full and complete balance of masculine and feminine. Let that energy and those colors merge in any way they seek and invite them to flow in, through, and as you, all the way down your torso, down your arms, into your hands, down your legs, into your toes, letting every area that has been cleansed and cleared be filled with this higher vibrational white light and the beautiful balance of masculine and feminine, pink and blue, filling it all in. Beautiful. And now, turn one to the other, to Mother, Gabrielle, Michael, and Metatron, giving thanks for their presence and assistance here today, hearing their offering that you can return to this place and that call them in, and they will work again with you with this sacred eight energy flush at any time. They are here to assist and support. And then bring your attention back to now, right here, right now, with me. And as you're ready, open your eyes and just notice what you notice. You may not notice anything. You may notice a different sensation in your body or in the room. The light may seem different. Just observe, sealing in the work that we've done with these observations and with great gratitude and love for the divine beings who have assisted us here in this energy flush. And now we say, Mother, Father, God, source of all that is, all of our guides, angels, archangels, masters, ascended masters, celestial team, and wise one beings who have been here today to assist us in this cleansing, clearing, and up-leveling. For this we give great thanks, extend much love, and so it is.
So it is. Beautiful. Ah, thank you, Beth. Thank you for your amazing service. It's so beautiful.
Thank you, Ian, for your wonderful service, for making this beautiful sacred platform for us all to connect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun to be in the energy, but, you know, it's a wonderful place for us to, you know, feel that resonance and just connect with others, certainly in the circle of the community, but also connect with others like yourself who have the capacity and the ability. You've been given gifts by the divine to share those gifts so that we can all benefit from your work. So thank you so much for being here and sharing that with us today.
You're very welcome.
All right. So as always, I do want to give you the opportunity, Beth, as we start to wrap this up. Does anything come to you, or have you been given any guidance while we were kind of sitting here taking everything in? Anything that you feel that you'd like to share with the community as we start to wrap up?
What came through most strongly was you are all so much closer than you think. So stop thinking. Stop doubting, stop questioning, stop searching. And I know this drove me nuts when I heard this, when I was where you are, just be. That made me crazy when the answer I was looking for was not given, but rather I was told just be present and trust and allow. And yet that is the calling. You're all right there. So trust and allow and do the work to be present in each moment as much as you possibly can. You're right there. All is and will be well.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, beautiful souls, thank you for being with us today and dialing in and just being part of the energy of the wisdom of the ancients. Thank you for contributing your amazing vibrations. So much love to everyone. Much love. And thank you so much for being here. Thanks again, Beth. It's been wonderful.
It has been. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And much love to all of you.
Yeah. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Son. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thanks all. Much love. See you again. Bye now.